guess one of the things that I regret doing is being promiscuous when I was in my 20s. I think that I slept with too many people in order to feel loved, and that was not something that was of God at all, and diminished my value so much that when I met the love of my life and my husband, I carried with me all of those people that I had been with. I lived with a lot of regret and a lot of shame for myself and not being as pure for my husband. And I just think that I looked for love in the wrong places. And what did I find? Nothing.
Mm. Wow. Hey, listen, there's good news and bad news in that story. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy. Welcome to Intentional Living. Today, we're focusing on some of the, I suppose, regrets, challenges, issues in our marriage that we've dealt with or dealing with to make a change in our life. And as I hear that story, of course, the bad news is those memories are very hard to get rid of, and they can continue to carry on in your life. But the good news is this: they can soften a great deal, and God is a God of forgiveness, and restoration is possible. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that could be your story today. And it's going to be the story of many who call and tell us, this has been a challenge in my marriage. These are some things we faced, and this is what we're doing. Listen, we here at Intentional Living believe with everything in us, the fabric of our being, that God is a God of forgiveness, a God of opportunity, a God of love, and a God that wants to help you build a new future for you, for your marriage, and for your family. And listen, it can begin today. It can begin today. You can tell us your story on our storyline when you call 888-888-1717, and when you do, leave your story with us there on the comment line. And I just want to say thanks to all of our support family, those of you who are financially supporting us every month and praying for us. You're making the program available today and allowing us to reach people for Christ. Come on in. We're going to fix some marriage challenges for God's glory and for your benefit.
The most intentional thing that I am doing for my marriage is just to stay and wait for God to work it out.
I'm 80 years old. My husband's in a nursing home with Alzheimer's disease. Being intentional about our relationship is an interesting thing. I spend time with him, I read to him, and that's my intentional thing, and I'm being blessed.
2 years ago, our marriage was at a one, and we were separated, and I was ready to get a divorce. And my intention now is that even though I don't feel like we're on the same page and I don't feel like we've really accomplished a whole lot, I'm going to pull even closer to God.
Hi, Randy. My name is Richard from Phoenix. And one of the things that I do intentionally every day when I wake up, I kiss my wife and tell her I love her. And before I go to bed, I do the same thing.
Hey, thanks for sharing your testimony with us. Your stories matter a great deal. You can share yours today, either a story or a question, when you call 888-888-1717. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center, and we go to the phones. Tim is on the line with a question today. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Dr. Randy. It's such a pleasure to get to speak with you.
Well, I appreciate your call. What's going on?
Well, you know, we've been talking a lot about marriage on the program, and it's really got me curious if you can give some thought to how you stay intentional on the other side of a divorce. My wife and I, unfortunately, started a process a couple of years ago where she expressed her concern about our relationship, said she wasn't happy. It ultimately led to us separating. I tried to stay very intentional, very focused on trying to be a good husband throughout that process, but unfortunately, it ended exactly 2 years later. The judge actually granted her divorce request earlier this month. I still don't feel like it really should be over. I don't really see any real grounds for it. I love her very deeply. We have three beautiful kids. Two of them are my stepchildren, but I'm just wanting to try to talk a little bit about how you stay intentional on the opposite side of a divorce.
Well, Tim, obviously, it's first of all, I'm sorry, and it's a loss, and a big loss, and losses require grieving, and so to be able to go through the grief process, not to get stuck in denial. It's happened. She's divorced you for whatever reason. Doesn't make sense to you, but she's done it.
And at this point, as you go through this grieving process, as you're going to walk with the Lord, you're going to be faithful, and you want to give God an opportunity, as I hear you, to restore this thing, even though the divorce has been finalized.
I really feel that way. You know, I guess the challenge is, how do you know at times what God's will is? Because I've been praying that if it's God's will for us to have the chance to reconcile or to work this through, it obviously didn't happen during that time period, but I know God can do things on his schedule, not our own.
Well, I think two things, Tim. One is, when I read Scripture, God puts a high value on marriage. And we know divorces occur, and there are sometimes reasons for a divorce to occur. But unfortunately, many times it's, I just don't feel in love anymore, or I married the wrong person, or, you know, I'm not happy, and then people bail out of their marriage. And so people will make decisions that many times are not according to God's will, because we're human beings and we have free will, and we can make choices. So it's very likely that it was God's will for your marriage to continue. But that doesn't mean it's going to, because your wife is still a free agent to make a decision to say, I don't want to be in this marriage, if that makes sense. How long were you married?
8 years.
And how long had she been single before she married you?
Actually, her first marriage had not worked out. She was in a very difficult first marriage, and she was single only a relatively short amount of time, mm-hmm. Just several months before we met, and we ended up having just an amazing connection. And we were just very best of friends, and it's mm-hmm. still just sort of almost numbing to see how it's ended. And yeah. A lot of friends that haven't talked to us in a while are shocked.
And you have children together, and do you still have a connection with them?
I do. I have joint custody with our son, and I still get a chance to see my stepkids fairly regularly. We live pretty close to each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you're asking the why question, and the why question is often unanswerable in a period of time and sometimes in a lifetime. And so I'd be real practical with you, Tim, because you sound like you're a practical guy. You just got to love those kids. You got to be the dad they need. You got to speak into their life. You got to spend time with them. You never bring up mom in a negative way. You leave the door open for an opportunity to reconnect with your ex-wife if that's something that's going to occur, at least at this time, until you come to confidence in your own heart that it's time to move on and see what God has for you. But right now, my encouragement to you is to make your number one priority to build your life spiritually, to thrive as a man, as an individual, and then just be the dad that those kids need. That would be the recommendation I'd have for you right now.
That sounds like really great advice. You know, the challenge is trying to understand what is God's will. And I've been very fortunate that I've got a good Christian counselor I've been talking with and have a good connection with the church I belong to. I actually came and saw you speak here in Jackson, Michigan, at your marriage matter.
Oh, yeah, at the Nazarene Church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the Nazarene. It was fantastic. I think I was the only person that went there by myself. mm-hmm. But it was just fantastic. And I just thought, you know, oftentimes we talk about how to try to maintain a marriage or how to work through one that's having some difficulty. But how do you try to stay intentional with your unfortunate ex-wife, is it, or ex-husband, as it might be? Because there's still such a great relationship there, and she's mm-hmm. always going to be my son's mother. And I love her family, and, you know, there just seems to be a need to be thoughtful and intentional mm-hmm. and still very connected and godly about it.
Well, I would be very intentional, Tim, around the new role. You've got a new definition. You're no longer her husband, but you share the co-parenting responsibilities, so you're parents. And so I would be very intentional about being a cooperative parent with her, having a good relationship, and see what God does. But I think as far as your life, you got to trust him and move forward and not get stuck. Sometimes people get stuck, and I would encourage you to do that. Let me pray with you, Tim. Lord, I do pray for Tim, this young man. He's conflicted and confused and hurting, obviously. I just pray that you'll minister to him, give him clarity for the direction of his life, as much understanding as possible for him to answer questions in his heart, that he may move on in his intimacy with you and clarity of his role as a dad. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Tim. We'll be praying for you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. God bless you for what you do.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Randolph from Georgia. If you will draw a triangle, put God on the top of that triangle where he belongs, and then put you on one corner and your spouse on the other corner, and as you both strive to get closer to God, you will naturally draw closer to each other. Remember, God's to be on the throne, not her or him, but God.
Hey, wow. Thank you for sharing your story with us. To hear what God is doing in your life, tell us what's happening in your life intentionally. When you call 888-888-1717. And we're talking with Brian, who's on the line. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Randy. Thanks for taking my call. I know you're really, really busy. And
well, I appreciate your call.
I'd like to thank you.
I know we're talking about living with some consequences in your life, huh?
Yeah, there's consequences, and then there is hope, you know. Uh-huh. And the people that are out there, we all make mistakes, and we, you know, we have to live with the consequences. Unfortunately, my consequence that I caused was life-altering, in the sense of the other person went and hung himself and killed himself. And unfortunately, you know, he had brought me to God, and you know, and I had betrayed him, and I betrayed his marriage. And you know, I guess, you know, it takes two, but you know, we all have to live with these consequences. And, you know, you sit back and you go, you know, am I going to ever find the right person, you know, now that I've done this to someone else? And I have to live with this. And, you know, God had blessed me, and I found God. And, you know, I asked for forgiveness, and, you know, I still have guilt. But, you know, the Lord had brought me a very nice young lady, and we've got three children together, and you know, life is very, very, very good, and we just celebrated 13 years of marriage. But you still live with that guilt. But
absolutely,
there is hope out there, you know, wondering, you know, did I meet the right person? You know, am I going to meet the right person? Am I going to marry the right person? And you know, I can say to, you know, your callers, you know, that there is hope, and you know, you just have to stay focused with the Lord. You know, we are human, and we do make mistakes.
Well, listen, to sharing a very personal story, Brian, and I mean, we know God is a God of forgiveness, but we also know there's consequences. Things can get put back together, but there's consequences for decisions, and it's one of the things you're living with. How are you finding hope? What is it you find hope in now?
Really, the hope, you know, how I find it is that I know the Lord is working in my life, you know, every day. I mean, I truly could write a book with, you know, we all have been given a gift. It's just, you know, who's got their eyes open? And every day of my life, I mean, I can truly die today and know that God has given me everything I've ever wanted. I have a beautiful wife, children. You know, but there is hope out there. You know, there's someone out there for someone. You just have to keep focused on the Lord, you know, and trust
in
him.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, I appreciate you sharing your story, and it's a reminder to others listening today. I think maybe you're offering some direction to people listening. Remember that decisions you're about to make have consequences, sometimes unintended, but there are consequences. And, of course, we can't be responsible necessarily for what other people decide as a result of our actions sometimes. But at the same time, we still have the responsibility to behave and live in a way that's consistent with what the Scripture teaches.
Right.
And so, well, Brian, I appreciate you sharing. I know it's been a very personal story, and I think it's a matter of realizing that every day, if you keep humble, and it sounds like you are, and living your life intentionally today, that's the best gift you can give to your spouse and to the community, is by living intentionally in Christ and him every day.
Very true. Great. Thanks.
Something that everyone will experience in life is pain. In Dr. Randy's message, The Purpose of Pain, you'll learn even though pain is a problem, when you understand its purpose in your life, you can actually gain freedom.
Pain is a troubling problem for humanity, and yet, without pain, we'd have no grasp of the contrast with health, or peace, or success, or meaning.
For it's in the pain that we're able to see how dependent we are on God and what His blessings are all about in our life.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group with unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now and receive these life-changing resources. Call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, you can receive opportunity to get access to all of the teaching that we put up on our site for members when you join us in monthly support, allowing us to reach more couples for Christ, individuals, singles, young and old, business people, pastors, young people, people who need encouragement and need to know and are encouraged by the fact that when we choose to live an intentional life in Christ, everything can change. Thank you for your support. And we'd love to have you be a part of the team of thousands around the country now who are with us and helping us continue on. How do you do that? Give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right, thank you, Kurt, and welcome. We've got the doors wide open here, Intentional Living, at our center, and glad to be with you today. Talking about challenges in marriage, you know, the passion of our mission is to help you in your relationships, ultimately and first with your relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, to know Him personally, to know that He's here because He loves you, that He's provided an opportunity for eternal life, salvation, and that the Bible teaches then that we are to be filled daily with the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God that moves us. And that's our message and our passion for your marriage today. We believe that makes a huge difference in your marriage. We'd love to hear your story as well when you go to 888-888-1717. You know, today, since we're talking about challenges to your marriage, we ask a friend and a local pastor, Dr. Jeff Love. I love his name, Dr. Love. His thoughts about one thing that you can do if you're facing a serious difficulty in your marriage.
Here's one thing you can put into practice right away. As a pastor, my first thing I would really encourage you to do is to find a Christian counselor. I think for something like this, going to a pastor in counseling, unless they're trained as a counselor, we, for the most part, as pastors, we're going to give you biblical counseling, which is good. We need that. But we all need help in our marriages. My wife and I have been to Christian counseling before for our marriage. We've never gotten to the place where it was just an impasse or anything, but we knew that we need help to get through it. Unfortunately, most couples wait to go to the counselor when there's just so much damage. But first of all, you just got to say, we're going to live this out together. We're committed to this, and we're going to go get some help. So in that, walk that out, live that out together. Even if it means you have to go by yourselves to the counselor first to start working to the place where you're even ready to counsel with one another. But get a good Christian counselor. And I can't emphasize enough the idea that they're solid, biblically based Christian counselors, because the world will often tell you things that go against Scripture. And if you know someone like this, don't feel like you have to solve their problems. You can do a couple things. You can be there as a friend to encourage them. Don't let that turn into gossip. Pray for them. And if they need help finding a counselor, you can do that for them and follow up with support and everything. But don't try to be the counselor. Don't do that. Don't try to fix their marriage. Let somebody who's trained, godly people who are trained to do that, really help them. For Intentional Living, I'm Pastor Jeff Love.
Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Love, good advice. You know, so often when we get caught in a challenge in our marriage or in anything in life, it's easy to try to fix it ourselves. You know, I can do that sometimes around the house, try to fix it myself, and you get in deeper weeds than bringing in somebody that can help. And finding a counselor to help you give a perspective can be a very healthy thing to do today. You know, we're talking about marriage and the challenges that we face in marriage, and we all do face challenges. I don't think any of us can live an entire married life without some challenges. So let's get back to the calls here. Let's go to Cindy, who's on the line waiting for us today. Appreciate that, Cindy. Hey, Cindy, I'd ask, how are you doing today?
I'm terrific. How about yourself?
Good, good. I understand.
Thanks for talking with me today.
Well, I'm glad you called. I understand you have a story of being intentional in your life.
I am trying to be intentional. I'm trying to be intentionally nag-free. So I'm hoping you can give me some helpful tips.
So nagging comes easily to you?
No, it doesn't. Not typically. I have to be pushed.
What is the button that pushes you to nag?
Constant complaining and probably if I could oversharing. How about that? Overly sharing negative attitudes and complaints and seeing things with the glass half empty.
Give me an example of a recent nag episode here.
Well, I think probably the best way to describe it is I have a husband who is very well versed in current events, loves to keep up with current events and news, and also delights in telling me about it just about constantly. Mm. And, you know, when especially the things that are negative in the world and the things that are negative in our community. So after a ride to work. We work in the same building. So we ride to work together and we go to lunch together, and it's like we're around each other a lot. Not to say that we don't enjoy each other's company. However, after every day the same thing over and over and over, sometimes I'm just at a loss about saying to him, I don't want to hear this anymore. And I don't want to say, please be quiet and please don't do this, and just imploring him not to do this. I would rather do something more positive, because I feel like I'm more of a positive person. So I would rather be, I don't want to shut him out and I don't want to shut him down, but I'd like to redirect it and try to refocus.
Well, the reality, Cindy, is he's probably not going to change all that much. He is who he is, and that's part of his way of interacting. I think it's important to be able to talk about it with him, and hopefully he can modify some of that behavior. But let me give you something really practical.
Great.
My wife and I, we work in the same building. She's here at the ministry and helps out, on a daily basis or throughout the week. But we have lunch together, and we can drive together, and we spend evenings together, and we're married, and we're together all the time. And it can easily fall into that trap if you get into just talking about things that you talk about, and you lose that sense of intimacy. And so my wife Donna has her own outlet. She has things that she enjoys. She loves to paint. She'll come to work on her own schedule, and she drives her own car, and she takes time to do things for herself. And because I can tell you right now, if Donna and I were together all the time, I probably get on her nerves. In fact, she might be down here admitting that I do now. I don't know. And so I think part of it is being honest with each other, but also making sure that you're spending time to develop your life, and you have a life that you can feel that you're developing that's going to be healthy for both of you. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And because that's a very interesting point, because we have come to an agreement that Tuesdays and Thursdays we don't ride together, and we don't go to lunch together. So it's. I think it's terrific for me. I can tell you that he was not very happy with me when I finally said, I really think this would be best for me.
Yeah, because he's probably thinking, what am I doing wrong, and why don't you want to be with me? I understand that, but
hurt his feelings.
Cindy, if your husband's listening, I'd say to him, there are times I have called my wife Donna, and she's involved in something. She's out, maybe. I don't know. She's getting stuff for her painting or shopping or spending time with someone. I'll call and say, hey, you want to have lunch? And she say, not today. You know, I've got plans. I'm doing things. It's okay. And I can take it personal and say, why don't you want to spend time with me? I'm a wonderful guy. But, she wants to have time for herself, and she enjoys those free moments, and she likes to read and do the things that she likes to do. So it's a matter of me growing up and realizing I can't take that personal. She has to have time for herself. I have time for myself. And then when we are together, it gives us an opportunity to really be together and really enjoy that, and not have to, quote, be together all the time.
I remember the old adage, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absolutely.
And I really believe that. I think it gives you an opportunity to miss each other, and then when you come back together, you say, I have so much to tell you.
There you go. enjoy your Tuesdays and Thursdays, okay?
I certainly will. Thanks so much for talking with me.
All right. And I would say to those of us who like to watch too much of the negative news, shut it off and fill your minds with something a little more encouraging. That'll be helpful for you. Number 6 in this list of intentionals is take responsibility. It's the first law of intentional living, personal responsibility. Asking and answering the question, how have I contributed to the pain in my life, is an important act. The act of taking personal responsibility is what separates winners from losers in life. Losers blame situations and people and the world and the government and what have you. Winners accept reality as it is, and then they do something about it. One of the most effective ways of growing beyond pain is to take responsibility for any part, even if it's only a tiny part of the problem. See, until you own it, you can't grow beyond it.
Boy, that is so true. That's one of the laws of intentional living, taking full responsibility for ourselves. I call it the 3-foot rule. Everything within 3 feet, I'm pretty much responsible for. Anything I can touch, anything that comes out of my mouth, goes into my mouth, any attitude that I have is my responsibility. Others may contribute to make things good or bad, and we can have people encourage us and all the things that happen around us. But at the end of the day, it's up to me. It's my decision how I choose to respond and live. And that's why living intentionally in Christ, we ask the power of the Holy Spirit to be with us and guide us. And so on a topic like today, when we're talking about these challenges that we've heard from couples around the country and some of the things that they've done to be intentional in their marriage, it's a reminder that you can do that as well. You can make a change. You know, it can begin today. If you're feeling discouraged and overwhelmed, you can make a change today. It could be a simple thing, one thing. In fact, I'd ask you to challenge yourself. What one thing could you do over this next 30 days? Between now and maybe when you get together with Thanksgiving coming up in a month or so, what one thing could you do that would make the single biggest difference in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in your attitude? You know, you can do it. It may be that you're not going to criticize. It may be you're going to pray for your spouse. It may be that you're going to stop using that credit card behind your spouse's back. And maybe you're going to start talking together about issues that matter. But whatever that one thing is, when you do that one thing for 30 days, and if it's something that brings glory to God, I can almost guarantee you it'll be a benefit to you and your marriage. Why don't you do it? Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for growing your faith. I'm Dr. Randy. We got to run. Thanks for your prayers and support. Thank you, members, for your financial support. God bless you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, and it's a ministry of Intentional Life Media.